My name is Jasmine Babers. I'm the founder of Love Girls Magazine.
And I am Michaela Hughshaw, and I'm the vice president of the board for Love Girls Magazine.
This is Love Girls, the podcast, and thank you for listening. So today we're talking about all things makeup. We're going to talk about Kylie Jenner, we're going to talk about skincare, and we're going to talk about some quick makeup tips to help y'all out with the beauty.
Oh, absolutely. And to help out your morning routine, which, Jasmine, what's your morning routine usually look like?
So I definitely snooze my alarm about 6-7 times.
Relatable.
Right? Because I always have to put it back like an hour before I actually wake up. Right. And then the first thing I do is I try and make my bed nowadays, but it depends on how many times I snooze my alarm. And then I hop in the shower and I do a shower album. What's your shower album lately?
Always and forever since 2016. It has been 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Since 2016, you listen to that song every day in the shower?
Oh, the whole album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Actually, my ringtone has been Treasure by Bruno Mars for 5 years, so you see where my change
that. Where your heart lies, for sure. I have to switch up my albums. So last week, it was Kirk Franklin's new album, A Bop. And then this week, I had to throw it back to, you know, Lemonade by Beyonce because...
Were you just feeling that?
Listen to me. Beyonce can make any morning better, especially like a Monday when you're tired. You feel me? Beyonce can just brighten up any day. You should try it. I appreciate Bruno, though.
I love Bruno.
Yeah. What's your morning routine like? What do you do first?
I definitely don't make my bed. I will be that organized in my life later in life, hopefully. I usually give myself about 30 minutes to get ready. It just depends on the morning,
30?
Honestly.
Bless your heart.
Well, you think you need more?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no.
Does that count like breakfast and all of that or what?
I usually don't eat breakfast.
Oh, okay.
I need to get better about doing that too.
Most important.
I'm going to be more organized later in life. I will be.
Later in life.
And later in life, I'll get it together, but I always wash my face. I'm trying to work on my skincare lately.
True, true, true. What do you do for skincare?
Oh, a plethora of things.
Like what?
Like, just a plethora of things.
The most important part is SPF. Like, no matter what you do, you need to put on sunscreen.
You do.
Yep.
You do. So, Flora Isomarian is a friend to the magazine and is a very popular makeup artist from Holly Springs, Mississippi. She's the founder and co-owner of Enhancements Makeup and Beauty Lounge, and she was first connected to LGM at the Memphis Love Awards at the Stax Museum a few years ago. And she has also provided makeup for Love Girls magazine photo shoots and Cover Girls. So thank you so much for all of the help that you've given us over the years, and we're really excited to have you today.
Yay,
well, thank you for having me. I love Love Girls. When I was first connected with you guys, I was so nervous because we were just starting out. And it was just a pleasure to meet Jasmine and everyone and Miss Teresa and Miss Shanita. And it was just, has truly definitely been a connection that I never want to lose.
That's so sweet. And the Love Awards that happened in Memphis at the Stax Museum, that was a throwback. So we've been friends for a while now.
Yes. It was an exciting event. And it was just, it really gave me insight on what Love Girls was truly about. Mm-hmm. And it was everything that we stand for with Enhancements. It's all about, you know, building girls up, building women up, giving us that boost of confidence we need to be leaders in society and make positive life-impacting changes.
That's amazing. And, I mean, that's what we do here as well.
That is.
I'm curious to know... kind of like the backstory about Enhancements. I love that it's called Enhancements Makeup and Beauty Lounge. Do you want to give us just like a little run through of how this all came about?
Okay. So many years ago, I would probably say around 2013, 2014, my sister Ashley Barksdale, she is the co-owner, and she came to me. I was in graduate school at the time, and she
she told this young lady in the store that we would do her makeup because she fell in love with my sister's makeup. And I was like, what are you doing? You can't do this. We don't have anything. We don't have any makeup. We don't have anything. So how are we going to do this wedding party? But because we have really good friends, we all worked together and went to the store and got it all together. And we did that wedding party. And it was our very first one in Oxford, Mississippi. So it's kind of like, Ashley, I already kind of had the vision of what I wanted to do with enhancements. But when we first started, it wasn't enhancements, makeup, and beauty. It mm-hmm. was actually sister-to-sister makeup and beauty. Oh, so we had to change. We did some praying, and God led me to enhancements, makeup, and beauty. So here we are.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about why you think that makeup is so important to women?
Oh, okay. Well, as I was stating, enhancements, makeup, and beauty are starting. You know, I am a woman. My sister is a woman. We have best friends who are women. And over the course of years, I have discovered that women, and as well as little girls, want to feel pretty. They want to feel enhanced. Not saying that it's not what they feel already inside, but sometimes you want that extra little glam and sparkle, mm-hmm. a little shadow here, a little glitter there. So as women, we work hard daily, taking care of our families, being good moms, and sometimes we just want to step outside of the box and be pampered and glammed. So creating that enhanced image of yourself, it actually exemplifies the inner and outer beauty and strength of any woman. And that's what we believe in. That's what we thrive on every day. For every client, we try our best to provide the best experience just to build up women from with our gift of artistry from the inside out. So that's why I believe makeup is so important to women. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason why we strive so hard to ensure that we are pouring into our clients daily.
Yeah. No, 100%. That's real. And I loved what you said about makeup feeling like when you have makeup on, you feel like a little bit extra glam. You know, you have that pop. I remember I was young, maybe like 8 or 9, and I would try and like sneak my mom's makeup because I just loved it. There's something about it that draws me to it. I would see her put it on. I would see other women put it on. Mm-hmm. And, I wanted to feel grown or I wanted to feel fabulous, right? And I think there's a lot of stigma sometimes when it comes to makeup. People are kind of opinionated when it comes to makeup and how old you have to be to wear makeup. What are your opinions on, you know, young women, teenagers wanting to wear makeup and wanting to feel beautiful or maybe older?
Well, I think that it revolves around confidence. So mm-hmm. I believe that mm-hmm. when it comes to confidence, it starts at home. So I have a little girl, her name is Gabby, and she loves to play in my makeup. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about that, okay, like you mentioned, I want to feel grown. I see you, Mommy, and I see when you put on makeup, it makes you a little prettier. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that is anything wrong with teenagers wearing makeup. But when little girls are little, they should stay little right. as long as they can. You know, just a little gloss maybe when they're going to their dance, their school dance, or anything like that. But not too little. I would probably say teenagers can start to dabble in makeup. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe little girls should wear a bunch of it. Just a little gloss here and there every now and then. But that confidence actually starts in the home. So I believe that. With young girls wearing makeup, I don't think it's a bad thing, mm-hmm. but I think it helps them to start learning about confidence, but it does not define them. So it doesn't, not saying, hey, I got to wear this makeup because I don't know who I am without it. I don't believe it's that, because if you're a mom, and I know your mom probably feels this way, and you're growing up, okay, you're beautiful just the way you are. So makeup just adds that extra confidence, that little boost. Okay, you know, I can do it. I thought I could do it without makeup. But let me put on this little lip gloss. Oh, my goodness, I am going to rock this dress today. I am going to rock this prom today. So it just gives that little boost that every little girl needs. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that wearing a full face of makeup every day could kind of taint your confidence and create more of a false confidence, like feeling like you have to put on a full face every day?
I do, even though I'm a makeup artist, I do not wear makeup every day. Mm-hmm. I believe that complexion is key, and I believe it's important for us as women and little girls to learn how to care for our skin. Mm-hmm. Because as we grow older, makeup is just a cover-up of some of the flaws, mm-hmm. but it also allows us to be able to, like I mentioned before, to feel like we can rock the town. So I don't believe that wearing makeup every day is necessary. I do not teach my daughter to wear makeup every day, mm-hmm. and because she's only 11, so she can't wear makeup until she at least gets about 13 or 14. But just as a woman, I do not believe that we should wear makeup every day. I think we should take our time to spend it on caring for our skin, eating healthy and clean, mm-hmm. drinking plenty of water. Water mm-hmm. doesn't cost money. Makeup does. So we can drink plenty of water, care for our skin, and take the time to make sure if we are applying makeup before bedtime, it has to come off. Give that good deep cleaning, moisturize the skin, and be ready for bed and start the next day. So I do not believe we should wear makeup every day.
I love that.
I remember Michaela knows this local makeup artist. Her name is Robin Ryan. And she told me that if you don't wash your face every day after you had makeup on, it ages you 13 days or something like that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It will definitely clog your pores. So some of my clients, they were like, oh, my makeup was so pretty, I slept in it. I was like, no.
Don't do that.
I remember.
That is not.
Oh, gosh. What show? Oh, I was watching The Real. And Adrienne Bailon said that sometimes she'll sleep in her makeup after an award show if they have something super late and she has to be in at work really early the next day because it's a morning
yeah.
show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my goodness.
I'm clenching my pearls.
She said, just sleep
no
pretty.
Way.
I'm like, no.
That's No. You are doing torture to your skin. It's not allowing your pores to breathe. Mm-mm. And at that point, you're going to wish it when you have to go and get that facial and your esthetician is saying, okay, did you slip in your makeup sometime this week or last month? Mm-hmm. Because it shows you have clogged pores.
Wow.
And bacteria. Oh, my goodness. We have to learn about that's the importance of caring for our skin.
Yeah.
Because when you're wearing that makeup all day long, and you're not washing it off, what about the bacteria that's in the air that's landing on your skin?
Oh.
So you got to wash that off before bed, because if not, it's just going to transfer that bacteria on your sheets, and you're not going to wash your sheets every day. So you lay down, you get that bacteria back on your face.
Oh my goodness.
It's just that repeated cycle of bacteria everywhere.
Oh. On that note... No, that's so insightful. Thank you for that.
Yeah. We were talking a little bit about who influences us, especially when it comes to wearing makeup. And I don't know if you know, but recently the Kardashians / Jenners have been really, really into makeup and marketing makeup and selling makeup. And Kylie Jenner is, I think, the youngest of the group, yeah, and
mm-hmm.
she has had a makeup line for a couple years now. She's made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of marketing makeup to young girls.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that young women should navigate those sorts of things? Kylie is a huge influencer, probably one of the most popular influencers right now.
I think she is one of the
highly
most followed women on Twitter, on
Instagram,
on everything.
Everywhere, yeah.
Well, I think that, like I was mentioning before, social media is a big influence to a lot of our young people now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that as women, we teach our girls to love themselves before makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Makeup is just an addition. So I think that Kylie has definitely studied her market. So she knows what our little girls want. She knows what's intriguing to the eye. Our young people are on social media following her, loving her makeup, and they're getting so consumed with that. So I think as women, we have to make sure that we're teaching our young girls to love themselves without makeup first.
Mm-hmm.
And makeup just only provides that extra glam. I do have some young girls that are totally into makeup. They love it, and they just feel like they just got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so before I start applying makeup to their face, I asked them questions. I was like, so why do you like makeup? You know, do you think it makes you feel pretty? And some of them say, yes, I love the way I look without makeup. And so I have to show them what they look like when their skin is moisturized. I was like, you have gorgeous skin. Mm-hmm. You are beautiful without makeup. Mm-hmm. But this is what you look like with makeup. So either way, you're still beautiful. So I think Callie has definitely studied her market, and she knows what our young girls like. But at the same time, I also think that it's important for girls to understand that this is the celebrity life. You don't really see what their life is without being in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. And that's reality. Outside of the camera is reality. On camera, the reality is twisted a little bit.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Right.
So, mm-hmm.
The best parts of themselves are usually put on camera, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
You are not wrong. So can you tell us a little bit about your empowerment campaign, Be Beautiful, Be You? I think that this is a really awesome thing that you're doing as an outreach program to our young girls.
Oh, yes. I love to talk about the Be Beautiful, Be You Girl Empowerment Day Camp. We actually did that back in 2018 in the summer. Mm-hmm. And one of the Love Girl cover girls were there. Ayana Boyce, she was there.
Oh,
and
Ayana.
She came and
she did
a segment on anti-bullying, which mm-hmm. was super awesome. It's very touching for the young girls. But this camp we decided to do because we wanted to do something special for our young girls in the rural areas. And we started with our hometown of Holly Springs, Mississippi. The young girls all overcame. Within 3 days after I posted the website, we have over 53 girls to register online. And that wasn't even including the application that I hand-delivered to the school. So they were excited. They all got T-shirts. We had various businesses in the community donate food, and they also donated their time. We have had over 20 volunteers. So it was a really big thing. We had a nurse practitioner come in, speak to the young girls about caring for their bodies. We also had some performances from Destiny Stone, who is from Holly Springs, and she's an artist, and she also does things for young girls in our community, as well as Zanisha Davis from Memphis, Tennessee. She's a makeup artist as well, but she also sings. And so they performed. It was just wonderful. What led us to do this was our love for girls, our love for building up women. That day camp, we didn't do it this year because we are actually in transition. Mm-hmm. We are starting the Gabby Foundation. And the Gabby Foundation is a nonprofit. When we first did the girls camp, we got some help and some donations. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. we decided to go and take a different approach to it this year. So hopefully in 2020 will be our time to actually go and start over with the Gabby Foundation, letting that lead us to the girls' camp this year, because we needed more people involved. We needed more resources. We had a company come out of Dallas, Texas, to actually perform a segment on etiquette to teach the young girls about how they should dress if they're in a business environment, because we did have girls from all ages there. It was just a super event. So that led us to start the Gabby Foundation. So the Gabby Foundation, our website is the www.thegabbyfoundation.org. And we're advocates empowering our girls to be leaders. As I mentioned before, with doing the girls camp and having that great love for young girls, we want girls to love who they are every day. We want them to believe that they can be leaders mm-hmm. who create real, lasting, positive social change. Mm-hmm. We want them to understand that their purpose, that they know what their purpose are, and they exist for a greater purpose. So they're not just here to wear makeup.
Absolutely.
They're here to inspire and reach and motivate another young girl.
Right.
We also want them to understand the importance of educating themselves and work towards that promising future. So mm-hmm. the girls' camp this year will be done under the Gabby Foundation. So we're growing. We're impacting positive change, and we're just ready for all the girls who want to get involved, starting with Holly Springs and across the Mid-South. And mm-hmm. hopefully we can bring the Gabby Foundation and the Camps of Chicago.
Yeah.
No,
bring
that would
us
be
to
awesome.
The Quad Cities. No.
Oh my gosh, congrats. That's so awesome.
The work that you're doing is so important, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm a little curious. Me and Michaela dabble in makeup. I say we dabble in makeup, right?
Dabble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Michaela's a pageant a pageant queen, so she probably does a little bit more than dabbling. But as an expert, we want to know the makeup forecast, if you will. What is trending for the fall this year in terms of makeup?
Yeah, like what's coming up?
Okay. Well, I wanted to mention about the Morphe palette, number 35Z. That palette is going to really be hot for the fall because it has those oranges in there, those plums and burgundies and browns and nudes, and it also has a little sparkle in there as well.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I know is trending. I noticed that a lot of makeup artists are into makeup that's more natural, not as heavily applied, kind of gives a little glow.
Right.
It used to be where people were wearing more of a matted look.
Right.
But now I find that they're looking to be glowy, glowy and warm. So hopefully you guys can think about, okay, how would this lipstick look on me for the fall? Or I don't know if you guys always wear your makeup more matted, but I've been doing more clients that are looking to look more warm and to glow. They want to glow on their pictures.
100%.
So with an accent of highlight. So there is a highlight by Makeup Forever that is, I think it's called Makeup Forever Profusion.
Oh,
but
I know
it
exactly
is absolutely
what you're talking about.
Gorgeous.
I've definitely heard of this too.
Yes, it's absolutely gorgeous. And it was also given to me when I traveled to New Jersey to have a 101 class with Renny Vasquez. He's the makeup artist for Jennifer Hudson and Gabrielle Union. Mm-hmm. So he actually gave that to me. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is gorgeous. I want to keep it for myself.
Yes.
But I can't. I got to use it on my clients. So that's what's trending for the fall.
I'm excited. I'm super excited for fall makeup now.
I know.
So if you were to give us two tips, like quick makeup tips for everyday use, what would those two makeup tips be?
The two makeup tips, Well, the most important makeup tip is for you to please take care of your skin and eat clean and drink plenty of water because complexion is key. And without a great complexion, you're not going to be able to look good with makeup on.
Oh yeah.
So if you don't have enough moisture in your skin, the powder can dry it out,
right,
leaving your makeup to look flaky. You don't want that.
No.
So that is key. For those that are on a budget, the Black Opal Foundation sticks are really good. They run anywhere from $8 to $10. And when they're applied with the Ben Aff powders, the complexion is flawless.
You said the Ben Aff powder.
Ben Aff powder.
The loose one?
Yes, the loose Ben Aff powder. The banana tone is the one that Mario uses for Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
And I think everybody was trying to use that tone. And so I went to have a makeup class with Mark Harvey in Houston, Texas, at Mark Harvey Beauty. And we went to the beauty store, and there were a variety of tones. So I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm in makeup heaven. So... So you don't have to apply heavy. You know, you can apply light and then go over it with the Ben Aff powders of your tone and complexion. So that's my first one. And the second one is lip gloss. You can't go wrong with lip gloss.
You can never go wrong with lip gloss.
You don't always have to wear shadow. You can make sure your complexion is beautiful, a little lip gloss and a pop of blush, and then you're ready to go out the door and start your day. And don't forget your mascara.
Oh, love mascara. Can't live without mascara. I was putting mascara on in the car over this morning because I need my lashes on.
I don't have on mascara today, but that's okay.
And I know that the Lash Stiletto is a pretty older one, but the Lash Stiletto, you can buy that in a store.
Stop.
It will extend your lashes without looking clumpy.
That's exactly the one I used. That's wild. I definitely used the Lash Stiletto today, this morning.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate you guys inviting me to share my story and to give some makeup tips. I feel so special.
Well, we appreciate you. So I take that back. We do have one last question, but it's not a hard one. This one is all about you.
Okay.
So what is your love?
What is my love? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, what is my love? My love, I would say, is having a daughter. I say that because ever since I was 13, I was empowering young girls. I used to be a dance coach. I used to be a mentor, and I'm still a mentor now. It matters so much to me to have my own alive Barbie doll. You know, we like to have our dolls. So she is alive, and she depends on me for everything. Uh-huh. And not only am I helping young girls everywhere, but she's right there with me, and I'm able to help her first. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect, and I know that by far I make mistakes, but no matter what, she loves me regardless. And I'm able to empower her first before I'm able to share with the world and teach her how to empower young girls as well.
That is so
that's
sweet.
Hello. Uh-huh.
Well, shout out to all the moms out there. And we appreciate you so, so much for giving us your tips and sharing your wisdom with us. We love you. You're a friend of ours. And thank you so much for talking to us.
Yes, thank you so, so much.
Well, thank you. We love you, too. And we will always be following you on Instagram and Facebook.
Same.
And other things. We will support you guys forever.
Thank you, Flora.
Okay, well, thank you.
So to find more about Flora and Enhancement Makeup and Beauty Lounge, you can find her at Enhancements MBL, and you can also find some information at the Gabby Foundation, and that's Gabby with an I.